Welcome back to Hunter Logan on Mike. This is episode 4 of season 9. It was finally time to get some new furniture. Furniture shopping is not an easy thing to do when you have a handicapped wife. And the only place to furniture shop is Lafayette and Lake Charles. So that's about a 40-mile trip each way. One's 35, one's 40. But by the time you ride around town and go look and everything. And I sat in more that week, more furniture than, I don't know. And she was looking for a couch and a love seat. She had to have the love seat with the console in the middle. Then it had to be power and zero gravity recline. She had to be able to have her feet above her heart. The only problem was, is that the controls that were on the side were hard for her to reach. If they were inside, she had a better chance. We go to every furniture store there is, I think. And we end up going to the very first one. We started Monday evening after I got out of work. And the very first store we went to, that Saturday, at that same store, after going to all kind of other stores, we ended up at that same store and bought a set. Her reasoning was, you sit and find whatever's comfortable to you, and then we'll get that because you need to be comfortable. It just needs to be something I can work. Because I'm always uncomfortable. And she's having her back now is out of whack. She has disc in the lumbar section, the L4, L5, along with the other things. So the doctor is going to set her up for some ablation. I forget what it's called. But they're going to inject her back for the nerves. And if it works, and it should wear off, but if it works and it wears off, they'll do it again. If it wears off, then they're going to cauterize the nerves. They'll just kill the nerves, and that should help her, because she can't sit, she can't stand, it's terrible. She has to sit on a pad. She can't sit for long, she can't stand for long. She's miserable. At points in time, she just starts crying. She said, I can't live like this. And I try to tell her, you know, listen, God's got this. You're not going to be living like this forever. But anyway, get the furniture and have it delivered. Used to, she could get in the bed and get some relief, sit in the old furniture, get some relief. Well, she tried that on the new furniture. And it was leather. She wanted leather. She'd been wanting leather, but it's fairly, even though it's comfortable, it's a little hard. Or harder than the plush stuff we'd had, which was wore out. So I'm at church. And right before church is getting ready to start, she texts me, said, I need you to take me to the emergency room. She said, I can't stand it. I said, all right, I'm on my way. Now, I go ahead and get home, get her. Take her. And this had happened before when her sister was taking her somewhere in her car. She hit a big old hole by going off the road, and this is what jacked her up with her spine. And she had to go immediately to the emergency room, and they gave her a steroid shot and a pain pill. And that subsided it and a little bit. So they did the same thing. However, it didn't work. So we went and seen our family doctor the next day, and that's what he said. That's when he decided to set her up for the doctor to get the shots for the nerves and stuff. And hopefully that'll give her some relief. So luckily, most furniture places, when you buy the furniture, that's your furniture. Well, you're done. This place here, you got 48 hours. So this was a Saturday they delivered it. So it would have been a Friday, actually, that we were there, because they delivered it the next day. So they delivered it Saturday. So we had 48 hours. And then that was Sunday that I brought her to the emergency room. So we let them know, hey, listen. And that's Super Bowl Sunday, actually. We let them know that, you know, this furniture is not going to work. You have a week to go back in and swap out furniture. And then if you get furniture that's less than what you paid for, they'll refund you the money. If you can't find anything, they'll refund you the whole amount. I'm like, wow. This is one of the only furniture companies. This is home furniture, by the way. And it's one of the only companies I know that do this. So thank goodness we're not stuck with this. We went back. I said, you need to sit and find whatever you want. And I said, I can adjust. I said, I'm fine. So we found one, and actually $1,300 cheaper. And it was the first one we sat in the first time we went. She said, why didn't we do that earlier? I said, because you had leather on the brain. That's all you was interested in. I said, we sat in this and told you. The controls are on the side, but there's a home button. And as long as there's a home button, you just push the button and it comes back up. And this one had lumbar support on it too, so it was better for my back. So we got that taken care of. So we ended up having the furniture a little bit more than a week, because the following Monday is when they're swapping it out. But we covered up furniture. We didn't let nobody come over and sit on it. We covered up all the furniture just in case it would be covered up. But while we were coming back from Lake Charles, her sister had called, and it was going over the house. I said, no. I said, don't sit on the furniture. Sit on the old furniture. We just had the one chair, the old chair. Sure enough, she spilled coffee on it and on the pad and everything. She would have been on the new one, it would have happened. That's why we didn't ever sit on it. So that was the right call. We didn't have nobody over. Covered up all the, covered up everything. Just, except for one. I didn't cover up my spot. I sat on it. I was going to get use out of it till they come got it. But this will be it, though. You don't get to do it twice. you don't get to keep doing it over and over. You get a one shot deal. So this will be the furniture that you got to keep. It was really nice, though. It was really comfortable. It was more comfortable than that one, but that's the two she made me pick out of the first time. But this one here was the one I picked originally. I'm like, this is the most comfortable one. The only one that was more comfortable than this was at Lazy Boy. Of course, it was mucho, but it didn't have zero gravity. This one here, your feet up in the air and your head's almost touching the ground. That's how zero gravity works. Yeah, it's something. So that was the emergency room saga with the new furniture. Always something. It's not her fault, though. She had a real good week. And then she had a real bad week. So she was putting together 4 good days. And then she had 5 bad days. But the week before that, she had 3 good days and 2 bad days. So it's up and down. But I believe she's really starting to have more good days than bad days, other than this past week, which has just had a really bad week. But I know the Lord is going to heal her. I still believe that with all my heart. And it's been over 2 years now. But God's faithful. He heals every day. So I appreciate your prayers for my wife and for me. I'm going to leave that right there. Make sure and check out HLE Radio. Make sure and check out TheHunterLogan.com. Check out my live morning show on HLE Radio. Check out my music, YouTube channel. And I'll see you on the next one.
Oh, preacher now.